Welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. Your host, Michael. My co-host, Alicia, is here. And our episode today is HBO series Insecure. A really brand new series that was partially based on a series called Awkward Black Girl on the internet.
Which was on YouTube.
It was on YouTube, which was really interesting. The creator, Issa Rae, is the same creator for this show as well as the starring character. So a little background. Yeah, Insecure is the new HBO original comedy series created by Issa Rae and Larry Wilmore. If you know or remember Larry Wilmore, he had a Comedy Central special for a while. He did really decent on there. I thought he was okay, and then they just cut the rope on him. But a very, very creative writer. So he came together with her, and they worked on making the Awkward Black Girl series into an HBO series. We're on episode 4, because it was released October 9th. So we're right in the middle of that. But we thought this was really interesting because, to be perfectly honest, this is a great season for African-American, or depends on what you want to call yourself nowadays, black shows. we're looking at Atlanta, we're looking at Queen Sugar, and now we add to the equation
Insecure.
Mm-hmm. So amazing acting, amazing things. And it's a girl show, but it's done in such a great way that you will appreciate the writing, the direction, and the coastal reference. When you first looked at it, Alicia, what was your impression of this series?
I really loved the series, but I was a little bit concerned that you wouldn't like it because of the girl thing, you know, the...
Kind of break it down a little bit when you say that.
Because it's because of how they act, their personality, the girlfriend connection. You have one that's in corporate America, a little stuck up, you know, a little bougie kind of, trying to find that right man. And then you have the other girl who was... You could tell that she probably didn't live in a ghetto because she kind of the way she looked, kind of dressed, the sounding white kind of thing. And I just thought that you wouldn't like it because of the whole, like I said, the whole girl thing, the whole the dialogue, the way they act. Because we know these girls.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it is. We know these girls because we have people just like them.
But think about this. And here's the great thing about shows. You can have shows that have people naturally acting the fool. And sometimes that's okay if the premise of the show is based on more than just buffoonery. There's too many shows out there that strictly want to show black women acting the fool, angry white black woman.
Yeah, but so you're talking about then you talk about reality shows.
Yeah.
Because there's really not any shows out there that actually are shows about girls that are black women who are successful, single.
Or trying to do something.
Right. That is
so
true.
What I liked about this, and I get your point because of the dialogue was really kind of I don't want to use the word ghetto or urban, but they were natural in their environment. But the writing was fantastic because these women knew how to talk to each other when they talked to each other. And then they knew how to talk to other people when they was with whites, Asians. One of the young ladies was dating a guy from the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was like, I think he's really cool and wow. And she was talking to her Asian friend. And it was a slap in her face because he was like, yeah, I don't want no relationship. But she was feeling him, and he basically didn't want to.
Yeah, but it's almost as similar as being Mary Jane.
Right.
But you haven't seen Mary Jane. But
no,
Mary Jane is, I've seen Mary Jane, and I really love the fact that it's a really good show. And I think that what happened was that when they seen how good Mary Jane was doing, they then decided let's do Insecure on HBO.
Right.
Because Mary Jane has the similarities as a black successful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with Insecure, you're seeing two black successful women as best friends trying to make it work in life.
Yeah, but they maneuvering their lifestyles, men, the corporate world, mm-hmm. jobs, their place in society. But she is very witty. She's really natural with the way she actually acts. And even her relationship, you see people who really feel the way they were acting. You know, again, like you said, her best friend, we know women exactly like that.
Oh, definitely.
You know, college, I got standards this high. I'm dating a guy. He is so cool. But my friends only want me to date guys from college because how can you be successful without having a degree? And, you know, can you recite phone numbers? You know, it's really such a great natural way that they present this show. And then when she talks to herself and she had these imaginary images in the mirror when she talks to herself, it is really, really great.
Well, I mean, that and the fact that she was rapping.
Yeah, but when she raps about her experiences,
right,
which is like fantastic.
And then, you know, and having this crazy imagination of what she should act, how she should speak, how she present herself, and then go back to her normal self again.
Right, because like, she'll never do that.
Yeah,
you know, I'll never do that.
That's a little bit too much for me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah, I mean, and you can see, and you kind of like see that with a lot of women out there now. And I love the fact that in the show, at her job, she's mm-hmm. the only black woman.
In an urban, nonprofit.
Yeah.
Group, organization.
Yeah.
So
owned by a white woman.
Owned by a white woman with right. a bunch of white
who
Asian.
Claims so she knows what it is to be black.
Yeah, she
but
knows it
she
all.
Realized that she didn't have a black in her business, so she needed that black person. And then, you know, she kinda like it's like she wants to put these people in check. More so to say, do you not understand what it is to be black?
And
then
don't.
Then she draws herself back. It's like,
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Right.
You know, and so many black women, we do that.
No, it's black people. And but to me, I love this because she represents black people, not just black women.
Yeah, but
she represents. So follow where I'm going with this, though. When I say she represents black people, there's a difference between a black man doing that and a black woman. But a black woman is trying to make her life right. I mean, the introduction, the kids was like, what's wrong with you? You ain't married? Where your man at? And it's this what society puts on women to say, if you a certain age, you should be married by now. Or where's your kids?
Well, that's what every woman does.
I got that. But it's more pressure on a black woman because a black woman, they figured, well, you're just angry. That's why you ain't got no man. You're just, it's your fault why you ain't got no man. So that's put on black women. And she's trying to show you it's not that simple. It's not a simple because I'm angry. Here's the things that I'm angry with. Look at my job that I got to deal with. Look at what I'm trying to do. I'm college educated, and I didn't want to be at a nonprofit, but this makes me feel good. But look at what I have to deal with.
Well, she did say that she wanted to be in a nonprofit to give back.
Yeah, but she didn't actually want it to be dealing with a room full of white people to give back. But she was okay with it.
I mean, because it's kind of like, I mean, you know, in society, she probably can relate to it. And we don't see it because we're not in that kind of area.
Right.
But for her, you know, this is her experience. And I kind of, you know, love the fact that, you know, as a woman, this is what she goes through. Because she's so, you know, we have this insecurity, you know, and you could tell that when she goes into the mirror, when she looked into the mirror, that she has this insecurity. And then she like, okay, let me go back because I can't really, really be free.
Right. I can't really be myself. Mm-hmm. But I really want to. You know, that's when she went to the party and she went up on stage and started rapping, you know. Mm-hmm. But then she was insecure to say, hey, look, these white people, all they want to do is think that black kids want to do sports. Mm-hmm. It's like, no. Well, then they say, oh, we could just take them to an African-American museum. And she's like, are you kidding me? Yeah, why not do something so simple? Because she didn't try. Because right. she had so much going on in her right. life.
And she wasn't even thinking herself. So when she went back and did the research, she found out, yeah, these kids want to do sports. And she realized, she's like, they
but
probably...
But she realized not the sports. It was something different because her girlfriend...
Molly.
Yeah. She Molly's found a mess. Out, yeah, but she found out, Molly, you never been to the beach and you live right here in Los Angeles? Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I love Molly.
So Molly, I know Molly.
Yeah,
you know,
I
so
love Molly.
That's
I love,
why I love her.
Because
I
Molly
know her.
Swears she know everything and she thinks she's like, oh, like her the person who shared her office with her. Oh, he's not really into you. He's just basically just making you happy right now.
Yeah. And then he proposed to her.
Yeah. And I was like, and then she feel like, how? Why? Why?
I'm better than her. I should have got
cuter.
And
she's not all that. She's not even all that pretty. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and again, I mean, because, oh, my goodness. Because, see, this is just brings up so many different conversations. It's just that, you know, talking. In fact, I was at a meetup and I know this young man who always hangs out at the location that we have our meetup at. And a woman, a young black girl and an Indian guy walked by holding hands. Mm-hmm. And the first thing he said, was she seeing him? And when I thought about that, I thought about Molly.
Right.
And you know how Molly was so like, well, why black men go do those, you know, deal with, want to be with these women and why they don't want to be with me. But then you see how she behaves mm-hmm. when she's dating these men.
Well, she kind of explained it. I mean, we went through the first four episodes, but Molly went through the point of she wanted to be aggressive. And then they was like, whoa, you... too aggressive, so I don't want to be with you. And then when she was really passive and holding back, then it was like, I didn't think he was into me, so I went back. You know, then she sleep with him too soon, and then be like, ah, that's just a piece of ass. And then you turn around, and she held it back, and be like, damn, you know, am I, you know, don't you find me attractive? And she said she don't even know what she should do. And, you know, that's why, you know, Ezra said, yeah, also, your pussy broke. That's what's the problem. And then turned around and rapped about it.
Yeah, you know, then she was dating the guy who wasn't a college grad.
Yeah.
And he was into her.
Right.
But she was like, as soon as she got into the prestige.
No, so dating. She went to her, she was with the dating apps and those dating, you know, online things. But when she touched base with her friends from college and her her sorority, they reminded her of, I thought we supposed to get the better man. We supposed to get the educated man. We deserve to have high standards. But she sat next to the guy that was into her. But once she was able to jump into that high society dating group, she dropped him because she felt that's what she deserved.
Yeah, and that's where, I mean, that's where a lot of women have issues. And that's why I love the show, because it shows that there's so many women who look just like them and have those issues and don't realize this is why they can't find, you know, the right man, because they do what Molly do.
But let's go back to Ezra. So Ezra's problem is she has a man with her, but for the longest, he's trying to make something out of something small and he's not really putting the effort in. But partially because she's not pushing him to be better, where he was pushing her and letting her know, I'm going to stand by you and do what's right. But she showed you with the writing and everything was you're not giving that to him, but he has a friend or someone he knows who's encouraging him. You know, he really didn't, it don't show you he's having that connection of being attracted to her, but he's appreciating that this woman is encouraging him and acknowledging him.
Of course, because Ezra has issues herself.
But don't we all? So that's why I loved it too. Everyone has their own issues.
Ezra is, like I said, you know, her problem is her self-esteem. She's trying so much, so hard to try to be happy with herself and what she wants to do, and she's not. Everything she's thinking about is me and her selfishness. And so, I mean, again, I see so many women in this show that you can say that person is this, you know, you can actually point them out.
Right. But even Ezra and Molly is a portion of all women. And that's why I like it. Mm-hmm. You see, they may not be totally that way, but they're a portion of that. So you can see not all women in one part of Molly, but you can see some portions of Molly in some women. Then you can see some portion of Ezra in some women, but other portions that's not. So they represent women and then the people who they're around. But they're giving you a black perspective, and I really like the fact that they don't show a lot of the LA from the streets, moved up from the streets, doing a lot better perspective. You either straight in the hood or you're a high-powered lawyer or actress or whatever. It's never this in-between. They're sitting at that in-between point that educated women are making things happen. But even when you make things happen, your relationships may not be what you wanted.
Yeah, but because it also shows with Molly's perspective of what she does, where, you know, she, you know, pull over assistant and say, hey, look, you know, you need to bring it down a notch. And she was like, you know, and, you know, the sister was like, oh, but they ain't tell me that when I walk into the door. I mean, you know people like that.
Right.
And, you know, she and Molly, I was, you know, really was like, she was really trying to help her.
Yeah, but without saying, you coming in here and coming in here showing your ass, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to say that, so she still wanted to say, you're educated to be here, so hopefully you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
But in her mind, oh, they were fine. I brought myself in here this way. They hired me this way,
and they ain't going. And I'm not going to change.
I ain't changing because that's what they wanted.
And I love the fact that when her boss came to her and said, you know what, we need for you to speak to her. He's like, you know, if I speak to her, it ain't gonna go through, get through her.
Yeah, it's you're the come. Boss. If it comes through you, she'll get it.
Yeah, she ain't gonna get it through me.
Not me.
Yeah.
And when they spoke to her, and she had the other partners there, and they showed that. It was, I kind of thought at first, she thought, you know, Molly told on her. But after thinking about it, she looked at Molly like, I should have listened to you.
Yeah.
It wasn't really, you told on me. It was, damn, I should have listened to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes just being yourself doesn't match up to the way you want to move up.
That's right.
You have to be able to play the game. Whether you're white, black, Asian, or whatever, there is a game to be played. Mm. And the way they show this show, it's a lot of different levels. You know, we didn't get into the black men yet. So you got the black guys in there that she's dealing with.
So
Molly's dealing with the high-end guys,
right,
that they want a piece of ass real quick because they deserve it.
And besides the fact that she feels that they married, some of them wanted they white women. Then it was the fact that she was trying to be too controlling, I think it was, or possessive, kind of like she was asking him, oh, I just, okay, did you get home safely? I called you to make sure you get home safely. I mean, that was something that you know,
like, I don't need that.
Yeah. I mean, they were that little bit bother. You could tell
he was uncomfortable with
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. Then you talk about Esra. Yeah. I can't say that.
Esra
and her man. And you can kind of, at the very beginning, you felt like, get off your ass. Just like you said,
lazy ass dude.
What the fuck you doing?
What the hell? All you're doing is sitting around playing games.
And then when you start seeing it, you're starting to see that he is trying. But he was, because he was out of the market for so long,
he got complacent.
Yep. And so he couldn't get the jobs that he felt that he should get.
Because he wanted to make this so-called app.
Yeah.
And, you know, Molly told him, oh, you do got a good man. But she never looked at it because she only seen him. When she show up, he ain't doing a damn thing.
Right.
So that looks like this dude is worthless.
Yeah, but
it was good that the show showed you what her eyes. The beginning of the show showed you through her eyes.
Right.
But then it started saying, look at what this guy really doing.
Because you started to see that, you know, he is applying for jobs. And then he goes to the bank and the teller tells him, dude, you're doing fine. Yeah, you at least you're trying. Mm-hmm. You ain't, you know, like some of these other men out there. They lay up on their behind, ain't doing a goddamn thing. Mm-hmm. And you had an app. Oh, my God. You know, did
keep
you
at
this?
Keep at it.
Yeah. Yep, and the motivation because, you know, when a hardworking woman is working hard and she, you know, you ain't got no children either. Man, you're really a good man. If you ain't, you know, spreading your sperm all over the place, you know. But again, he needed that push. Because of what she said, she motivated him to go get any job. He went and got a job at Best Buy.
At Best Buy. Because he realized, I have to do something.
Yes.
And see, and women as well as men don't realize when you don't do nothing, you have to contribute something. Because mm-hmm. if you don't contribute to the relationship, one side will always see you as not good enough. And then you're like, no, before isn't really good enough. It's what are you contributing to the relationship? And I really like the way they slowly brought it on. They didn't just put it in your face like, boom, okay, the next day he went and got a job and everything is fine. You know, he had to build her confidence that, dude, I'm not as bad as you think I am. And he showed it. And you believed it because now you say, oh, okay. But in the meantime, you know, her old friend from school shows up.
Yeah, but remember, she thought that she can get back with him or get with him. And he's like, yeah, I ain't ready for
I ain't looking for no relationship.
Yeah.
But then he came back to her and was like, maybe I jumped too quickly.
Right, right.
So, but which is interesting there because she got history with that guy too.
Right.
But, and her interest is, you know, like he said, rap. You know, she rapped through in school and he's a producer and he works with the music industry. So that's exciting to her.
Right.
That's
right.
A portion of her life that she's excited by.
But I mean, I really think that the show is really interesting. It really is focusing on a younger generation when how they deal with relationships.
And each other.
I mean, there's the number of black people, families, well, black young women get pregnant at a young age is basically, you know, non-existing. It's very, the numbers are so low compared to back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You see more black women wanting to be more successful.
And getting their own.
Yeah, getting their own. And but when you get your own, you also got to be prepared to understand that you're frightened off.
Yeah. So sometimes when you get your own, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel when you just said that. I feel that's what's happening to a lot of black women now. They're ensuring that they securing their own security. So while doing that, they're scaring away some of these men who wants to be the stereotypical, I'm the man.
Right.
So they're scaring them away.
Right.
If not, they're saying, hey, you know, I just want a quick hookup because there's so many women out there.
Right.
I can make that choice. And they're showing that without saying these guys are.
the daughter.
Damn. You know, that was funny.
Oh my God.
But their interaction, I think, is fantastic. It's funny. It's witty. It's real. You feel, again, and I think from the beginning when you said it, their actions, the way they talk, the way they deal with each other, we know these women.
Yeah.
And that's why I enjoy it the most, because yeah. I know these women. I see these women every yeah. day. Or not every day, but when, you know, with my
you
dealings.
You relate to, you deal with them. Yeah.
I think it's great acting. I think it's great, even great directing, because the way they present the scenarios still seem real.
You know, they have, right now, the television network, the movie industry, have to diversify the television right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, main
stories.
Yeah.
They have to tell diversity stories.
Right, right.
Because the percentage of people watching, the demographics are changing.
Well, it's, you know what? What's interesting? Insecure is like Atlanta.
Opposite.
Yes.
So you got guys that's going through relationships
right.
and things that
and
they're trying to do.
And rapping and everything
and
too.
Rap. And then you got the West Coast.
Right.
And remember,
right.
we talked about that. And that's another reason why I enjoy it, because you're absolutely right. It's almost a polar opposite.
Yep.
And even their dialogues are just so great.
Exactly. And exactly.
I give her all the credit with this, because when you see her, she's so genuine in her insecurity. She's so genuine when she say, should I go see him tonight? Nah, I'm going to stay over your house again. You know, she was like, why don't you call this dude? I'll call him.
What was that, the Rite Aid? He was the Rite Aid. And she was like, can I get your Rite Aid card?
He was like, are you serious? You ain't coming home, but you want my Rite Aid?
You bought panties? You bought panties?
Disposable? What? A six pack?
A six pack?
I thought that writing is just so witty and just so real.
Oh, and I mean, that's why I'm kind of like pissed off with you. I'm like, you don't even want to talk about Atlanta? Man, my boy was in there.
But yeah, but see, this I wanted to see it because I heard so much about it. It was critically acclaimed in a lot of ways. And I was like, you know, HBO has tried a couple of black shows.
Yeah, because Queen Latifah, Jill Scott.
That was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't.
The African detective. Yeah, one, it was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't not in the right home of mom about.
No.
But it was okay.
What other shows that HBO tried?
Straight Black? I don't think so. They had ones with lead black actors.
Right, right.
So.
And this is like the second one. I think, I don't know of another woman show, but this is two that we know of that was a woman show.
Right.
You know, besides the Jill Scott show. But
even if they don't keep this on, I think this was a great introduction to the way of the real unflinching life of black women trying to make it, even though on the outside they've made it. So on the outside, if you didn't know these women personally, they're like, girl, you got it going on. You work at a law firm. Mm-hmm. You going out with these men. Your life is fantastic.
But normally, you know, you got women like that who have more than one girlfriend. Like, she has just one.
Right.
Them two are just close. And then you talk about...
But she do. But remember, the sorority girls, but they don't hang out.
No, they just
That's
hung out for
friends.
Yeah, they just hung out for that one time. Yeah. I mean, they hang out like on occasionally, like look like they do every 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then
like a gathering or a get
right,
together.
Right.
But it looks like her friends are more friends.
Yeah, but I think Molly was more embarrassed with the fact that the guy that she was with didn't have a college degree.
No, not at first.
When she
sat there, they was kind of like, yeah, this is cool. And then when that topic came up, she was kind of like,
Yeah, but she really dropped him because she got into the elite dating club.
Yeah. She got into the gold, what you call it.
She was going to keep him. If she didn't get in, she was going to keep him. And I think that it was kind of stupid that she dropped him once she got into the elite club. But then that was just her.
So think about this. And here's how I use the analogy of that. You know, you brought a Toyota because it was on sale. and you didn't have enough money to get yourself a Lexus. But guess what? This guy happened to have a Lexus for sale said, oh, you're on the waiting list. You can get it now. Mm-hmm. You're going to trade in that Toyota, and you want that Lexus. That don't mean you're going to keep that Lexus for long, but you finally got that Lexus.
He is so silly.
But, I mean, that's what it is. It's a trade-in, and you're going to drop what you had, even though it was reliable.
Yeah, but guess what's going to happen?
She's not going
to come
be
back
able
to the Toyota.
It. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
She's going to come back to the Toyota.
So, but
they're going to repossess the Lexus, and she got to pick up the...
and she's going to have to go back to the Toyota. So I enjoy this because it's funny, it's real, it's unflinching, it compliments the women, it even compliments the men. And you know, it don't make the men look like they're all just dogs or unreliable.
No, I think it's even.
But it's through the eyes of a woman who says, I don't see you as much. But I did remember we did have a good life together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when they was sitting on the couch and he was cooking for her, memories went all the way back. And I love how they did that. They brought that couch together and her memory went back and said, wow, we had some really good times. And he's cleaning this couch because this was something that they had together. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I got to try better because I see that couch symbolizes our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Without saying it, and so, again, that's why I'm saying I love writing. What they shown was, without me saying, this symbolizes our relationship.
Right.
It just showed you that.
Right.
If you're smart enough, you picked it up.
Right.
If you're not, you're just gonna say, "Oh, she just remembered."
Right.
Well, they was using a metaphor there, but I really enjoy this show. I think she's such a funny woman, a great writer, and she's a very good actor too. So, actress, whichever one you want to use.
But, right.
But
I wish I had seen the
series, the Awkward Black Girl series.
The YouTube series. It was on my list of to watch, but I never got a chance. There's several of them too,
right? So I would wanted to see them really to see how she led up to this. But it looked like they gave him a lot of freedom though, which is mm-hmm. really cool. Mm-hmm. And so it makes me feel really good when people say, you know, there's no black shows on. Think about it. Blackish pushed the envelope for people to say black people can speak about issues.
Yeah, but remember, when it first came out, black people had an issue with the damn name.
No, I wasn't even worrying about that.
No,
I was
just
worrying
saying.
About the perception
yeah.
of others beyond black people to say, will this be good? You know what I mean?
It was never no doubt to me because Anthony, what is his name? Anthony... I forgot his last name.
Yeah, I forget. Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson and Lawrence Fishburne.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. I think their fair was Lawrence Fishburne because he's such a strong black actor and he speaks his mind. But it was a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So the name should have nothing to do with the
so
way.
So again, we're talking name. I'm really talking the substance of, because the other show, what was the other one with the other black comedian? And he has his parents, but you know, he married his little girlfriend, and they really, and people like that. I hate studio audience shows though. I forgot the name of that. I see his face, but I
can't remember his name.
So I hate studio audience shows because it tells you when to laugh, and I don't like when shows tell me when to laugh. I laugh if it's funny. So I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that's good, and they showed a lot of topics, just like Blackish does. Like, hey, look, this is real, and this is what's going on.
I think they kept
on.
It on, too, for this
yeah,
year.
They gave it another...
They gave it another year.
And, you know, when I saw him being interviewed, he is funny. But I didn't... When I watched two of the shows, it still seemed buffoonish.
Well, they probably... I don't know what they're going to do for the new year, the new seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we'll see what happened on that one. We'll see. Definitely see what happened on that one. But
this is an amazing show.
Yeah,
I think it's really amazing.
I really love the show. I really do. I mean, it reminds me of Queen Sugar somewhat. The women.
It just reminds me of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Just with women.
Yeah, I mean, just have the relationship with the women. But remember, this is that's a comedy. Yeah. But I just love the fact that the women, they're starting to put more. I'm, you know, for Queen Sugar, I'm just like really, really happy that Oprah finally found a show for her network that really is going is but bringing this attention.
That was an Ava DuVernay. That was her vision. Wasn't Oprah's vision. She presented that to Oprah. Oprah bought into it, and then they did it. Like, for example, I looked up her show, Insecure, and I think it's 8 episodes. And of the 8 episodes, only 2 of them are done by men. So majority of them are women directing as well. So once again, when you get this flavor and when you get this look, you truly getting a look of a woman as opposed to a man trying to interpret woman's
feeling,
vision.
Yeah.
But if you're a good director, you see what was before you and try to get as much contribution as you can from the women to present it.
Yeah.
But for the 4 episodes, it is amazing. They've done a really good job with this show, and I'm pleased to continue to follow it.
To watch it, yeah. Yep. That in Atlanta.
And Queen Sugar. Queen Sugar has 13 episodes, and Atlanta's going to about to end today, actually. Tuesday.
And it just, you know, to let everybody know is that they renew their series.
Who's
for
that?
Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, I think after the first 2 episodes, they already say, oh, you...
We want some more.
We want some more. This is like the best, you know.
We love it.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know what they're saying about Insecure.
So I'm reading on that. It's getting some good critics...
Reviews
on it. I'm not sure how much of the watcher is doing it. But remember, like these shows that's on HBO and Netflix and all of that, you already got subscribers. So it doesn't really matter as long as they continue to get the subscribers and then they use their social media to kind of
push it.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a pulse on how well that's doing.
Yeah. Just remember, you know, when you do post this out there, tag Insecure.
No doubt.
Hi, Insecure.
Actually go from there. So, no problem. But really good show. We'll probably be reviewing a couple of episodes down. Suffolk doing week to week. We'll get a combination of the two and we'll speak to it. We'll be closing out Atlanta, the complete series. We'll be coming up with a podcast with Atlanta because that is a very imaginative,
Donald
innovative,
Glover, I love
fantastic
you.
Show.
Oh my God! From
if you
Community,
haven't seen that, then you're missing out on some really innovative, creative
excellent.
Thoughts.
Excellent.
And Queen Sugar, Queen Sugar, a great African American,
love
dramatic,
Ava, love Ava.
So
it's amazing. That show is amazing. For her to get several unnamed actors and make them, I mean, it is amazing. And the show is like, why would you do a farm? And it was like, she does it with history.
Yeah, so she has a great combination. She used the book. So if you don't know out there, there's the book Queen Sugar. She used the reference and it just moved from there. But she put it in a modern aspect, which I really enjoyed as well.
Yes.
So very good. If you look deeply, it's very family oriented. It's very relationship oriented.
Yes.
And it still haven't got back to the political business portion because I don't think she want to center on that. I think she really want to center on the relationship of the family.
Yes, the relationship of the family.
And I mean, how that kind of works.
Yes, yes. Well, there's not too many other black shows out there that we enjoy.
Nope. But we wanted to have this one, and I wanted to do this as soon as possible because we kind of binged 4 episodes, and I was like, wow, I got to let people know about Insecure, because if I don't, then I'll be remiss, you know, and we really don't want to do that. But once again, upcoming events is really looking at the finale of Atlanta. We'll get back with you with the Queen Sugar.
Yes.
And next week, we'll be going to see Doctor Strange. You know, I'm a Marvel fan, so definitely going to go see Doctor Strange. And we'll probably do the IMAX deal because of the special effects.
Yes, we'll go blind.
Because we'll be fine right
blind
there.
Blind and migraine headaches.
Big up to great. AMC. they don't have food, but we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for listening. Hopefully we'll see us on Facebook, Twitter, and trying to get on SoundCloud as well. And I'll put these podcasts out. You can get it on Google Play, and you can also get it on iTunes. And we changed our name from Black Couple Movie Review to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. So you'll be getting a little more than just movies.
And besides, he was drinking a glass of wine without me.
So the wine of the day, is Zinfandel. So I was doing a Zinfandel this afternoon. Love Zinfandel.
Did you hear afternoon?
Yeah, so I can do that. So I'm okay. So we had a Zinfandel from California. You know, great notes on that. Little deep berry, very fruit forward on that.
It was very good. Had it last night with a roast. It was delicious. So it was delicious.
Kind of laid it out. Prior to that, we had a Malbec. That Malbec went so well. Very tannic. And it just laid on your tongue with that roast, so it just went well. And then we just broke up and did the Zinfandel because we had the sweetness of the actual carrots that was in there. So I figured if we got a little sweetness there, we can blend that with a little of the berry redness of the actual Zinfandel. And not as much acidic or tannic, but really well blended. So you got a good blend of all of these aspects there. Fruit, tannins, and acidity. So that's what I had for the day. But thanks for listening, and we'll see you shortly or very soon on Urban Lifestyle Cafe.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.